Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
It is the Savage Nation. And this is Michael filling in for Michael on this Monday. And you expect me to talk about Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton. He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. She's up, she's down. She slipped, she fell, she slipped, slip and fall. Every second, every minute, a quirk, a blink of an eye. Already 3 hours on radio. She blinked her eye. That means she's nuts. He sneezed. That means he's down in the polls. I'm not doing it. Who cares? Do you care about every breath of this campaign? It's been going on longer than the Olympics have been going on. The Olympics? Every minute there's another, an Olympic sport in air guns. BB guns have become a sport in order to sell soap. The Olympics are a scam. The most boring show on earth are the Olympics. Every minute there's another Olympic, a Winter Olympics, a Summer Olympics. There's no Fall Olympics, Spring Olympics, a Night Olympics, a Day Olympics, in the middle of the Night Olympics, in the middle of the Morning Olympics. I don't understand sports mania like this. It started out in ancient Greece, and that was enough already for the Greeks. Even they got tired of it. Then it was picked up by the major networks, and now every second is another. How do they invent sports like this? And that all they're doing is pushing communism. We'll talk about that. We're all one. We're all equal. How stupid could you be? How can the head of the Olympics give a speech, "We're all equal at the Olympics," when the whole thing is about being exceptional, not equal? I mean, if we're all equal, what having an Olympics for? To show someone's better than the other one. There's our first, second, and third. And this schmuck says we're all equal. Did you hear that opening speech? You will in a minute on Savage Nation. There's another topic I'm going to talk about. Does Hillary have mental health issues? Even though I said I wouldn't, I will. And we'll talk about that because I wrote WorldNet Daily wrote a good article on it. And my quote was pretty good, so I'll quote myself later. And then what I really want to talk about is what I'm going to talk about now, because I'm interested in theater, especially television theater, meaning movies and television. It's how I relax, perhaps better than any other way. Well, there's a few other ways, but that's one of the best, is I like to get into a dark room at night, lock the doors, load the guns, feed the lions, and watch television. And one of the things I like to watch is Sunday Night Drama. I like to watch Ray Donovan. Now, most of you don't get it. Anyone listening to talk radio basically doesn't get cable. It's probably true. In other words, anyone listening to radio basically doesn't subscribe to anything. It's free. It's okay. It's the business I'm in. It's the life I chose. It's the life we chose, Michael. And it's a good life. It's a very good life. And speaking of which, I'm going to have a very big announcement this week. I will have a major radio industry announcement this week. And I cannot tell you what it is, but it will be this week. It will be a very big deal. And what I want to do now is talk about a show I watched last night, Ray Donovan. As I said, it's on Showtime. I like it off and on. I'll be honest with you, and this is not a slam at women. It was, when she comes on and talks about the breast cancer, it was I couldn't take it. It ruined the whole show. It's not that breast cancer is not an important topic, but it's not part of the arc of interest for me. Can you turn the music off? I'm getting like a mild on the spectrum of... The whole spectrum just triggered off. The brain went into another state. That's for watching the show, not for me talking about it. Anyway, so when... Is anyone out there watching Ray Donovan? Raise your hand if you are. 3 people out of 3 million. Okay, we'll move on. Anyway, no, I'm going to talk about it for a reason. Who is Ray Donovan? Why should you care? What does it have to do with the show? Well, let me speed it up. Why I'm going to talk about it today. It's about protective custody. When Ray's father gets thrown into jail... In L.A. County Men's, he's put in prison for a murder rap. And Mickey wants to, Mickey's played by one of the greatest actors in history. You may know who it is, famous guy. And it's played by the guy who did Midnight Cowboy. You know who that is, right? I can't say his name. Not allowed to say John Voight. John Voight is one of the greatest actors of all time, but he does a role in this one of the father. So the father gets put in jail, and initially the Russian mafia is going to protect him in prison. But then Ray kills the local capo of the Russian mob, and then they're no longer going to protect the father. The father's life is pretty much over. So in order to save his father's life, they come up with a scam that the father is going to pretend he's gay to get into protective custody, which is so well done, it's hard to believe. It is so well done how he has to, mask his sexuality. John Voight, he does such a good role, how he has to pass a certain test with the guy who does the intake of the protective custody gay wing. And the questions that they know that the guy's going to ask, because they know someone on the inside, they tell Ray. Ray says, no big deal, I did 20 years at Walpole. But the point I'm going to raise is this, and this is for you out there. This is a weird question in the middle of a Trump, Clinton year. That's all you want. If I said Trump for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, my ratings would go up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about Donald Trump, because Trump is the most important and most interesting candidate of all time. Trump must be seen for what he is, not for what he isn't. And I must say this about Trump. If you analyze Trump from the point of view of Trump, why, then it's one thing, he's a chump. But if you look at Trump from the point of view, another point of view, he's not a Trump, he's a chump. And that's why I say Trump is not a chump. He's definitely, and if I went on and on for 3 hours, the ratings would go up, because people scan and they hear a word, it's like a focus group. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask another question, because that's what I'm famous for with my news, views, and reviews. That is what I made my name in talk radio with, which is news, views, and reviews. I did that way back in 94 when I was on KSFO as a local host. What do I mean by news, views, and reviews? Well, news speaks for itself. Everyone does news. The only news anyone interested in is the election. It's a news. Views are my views of the news. And reviews are what I'm doing now on Ray Donovan. So he fakes being gay, John Voight does, the character, to receive protective custody. Here is the question. Here comes the boomerang. Get ready for it. All you jailbirds who listen intently on portable radios, where you're allowed to listen to radio in America, in prison. Have you or are you now in protective custody? Because everyone listening to this show fears they're going to go to prison one day in this sort of semi-autonomous police state that we live in. Everyone fears that with the NSA spying and the criminal Obama regime hating freedom for everyone except himself and his family, anyone could make a mistake at any time that lands him in jail. We're all one mistake away from prison, right or wrong. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I'm in a live audience now. And I'm asking you, out there, this big audience, don't you fear that you could wind up in prison for some minor mistake? You know you do. So you all say, well, how would I survive it? I'm not a kind of tough guy. Am I going to live in prison? I'm not a muscle-bound, tattooed guy who can defend myself. What would I do? So you'd want to get into protective custody, but it's not that easy to get into. They don't just put you in there because you were a weak white guy. That's not how it works. You know, you're going to be a lamb amongst wolves, and everyone fears that. So some try to get into protective custody because they are gay, and they go in. I don't know what that's like. I mean, maybe they're, what do you think, because they're gay, they're in protective custody? There are no predatory gays? See, that I don't understand. A guy goes into protective custody and says he's gay. Are you assuming all gay guys are just going to be friendly to you? Aren't there macho gay guys who are going to try to impose themselves on you? Aren't there hitter gay guys who are going to try and hurt you, etc.? So in other words, I don't quite understand the whole culture of it. That's why I'm saying, everyone out there has the same question. Trump, 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 Trump. And I say no, no, no. Clinton, 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 Clinton. Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton. She fell down the steps. Clinton, Trump. See, who did the rear shot of her? That's what I want to know. Which one of her entourage got the rear view shot? It looks like a 68 Buick heading for the scrap heap. My God, what a shot that was. That was almost a campaign killer. She's not bad from the chest up. But when you know what I'm saying? I know it from a short stint in television, real television, that if you get a bad cameraman or a bad lighting man, you're finished. I had a lighting man when I was in television. No matter what I said to him, he made me look like I was in a snowstorm. I would say, stop with the filters. Or he did it because they were undermining me. But nevertheless, who did this to her? They would take a shot of her from the rear, she slips on the steps. A size 70 from behind. I don't understand that. You know, maybe that would be an idea for a campaign, that everyone running for campaign has to run naked at some point so we get a better reading of their body politic. No, that wouldn't work. Sorry. That would end the elections in America. It'd be all over. What a cringe factor that would be with this particular election. Okay, so that's the warm-up. It's only 15 minutes after the hour. It's Monday. You don't know what I'm going to talk about. I brought it up and it died. Like a lead football in the Olympics. That would be a hell of a sport. How far can you throw a lead football? There's a new one for an advertiser. We have one taker on the protective custody. I thought it'd be interesting. There's no one out there who's been in protective custody who can call the show and talk about it even for 5 seconds, a minute. Give me a minute on protective custody, because I'll die if I have to go to politics. And don't think I don't have it. Believe me, we had it. We had it loaded. We got the things are loaded. Marxism. I can say another few words. Here's a few other key words for you that'll get you listening. Let's see. Obama is a Marxist. 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 Marx. Marx. Karl Marx. Marx. Who's the mentor that he had from Chicago? Alinsky. Alinsky. Alinsky, I say Alinsky, Alinsky. Say Alinsky 500 times. How about, no, none of that's word, like a dead shot today. All right, so let's begin the show now that I've warmed up the audience, because look, it's summertime for most normal people. They do not listen to talk radio. Most sane people, I actually see sane people who are enjoying their lives. They're not agonizing over the election and they're agonizing over the world. They actually do the best they can every day and get through a day modestly trying to enjoy themselves. They mow a lawn. They take the kids out for a burger on Sunday. I was driving through L.A. yesterday on the way to the airport. I happen to like L.A.'s phenomenal. I like that it's decentralized with all these neighborhoods and all of the mom-pa stores and businesses. I love it. It's so interesting to me living in this boring area that I live in where everything's a mall. San Francisco is like a gigantic mall. The whole city is a mall. There's nothing interesting about the whole city. There's not a corner of the city that has not been homogenized and turned into like San Francisco land, which is a variety of lollipop land, which is a variety of Disneyland. The whole city is like a Disneyland. There's not one corner of grit left in the whole city. Even that's manufactured. But in L.A., you got grit. You got abandoned like strip clubs, Vietnamese, Thai, whatever, every ethnic group in the world, Armenian, Pomeranian, Bohemian, anti-Bohemian, straight, gay. And so I was driving through and I saw old type burger stands like, you know, Hop at the Hop, not the dance hop, but the IHOP. In the old days when they would drive up and get a burger. I mean seedy kind of burger stands, not like McDonald's. Not homogenized stand, but in L.A. you got like seedy burger stands from the 50s, where the girls used to roller skate in the 50s movies with James Dean in like tight pants. You know that kind of burger stand? Anyway, and there they were. I mean, they were full of families, children, getting a burger on a tray. The girls are long gone on the roller skates. They're all living in Santa Monica. They have what do you call, like a pusher with the transfusion tree now from the years on the roller skates and the marijuana. It finally caught up with them. Who would live in Santa Monica? What a toilet that is. That's worse. Well, it's Santa Monica. Venice is the worst place on earth. It's so beautiful to look at, but it's filled with the dirtiest psychos on the planet. Look at this. I got a few callers here. I knew it. Yeah, look at this. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Yes, the instincts are still working, as I knew. I got protective custody calls. Do I hear more protective custody calls out there? I got one. I got one. I got one. I got two. I got two. I got two. I got many. Because I think that this is something people want to know about. In other words, if you're, let's say, a white-collar white guy, and you don't have the money to buy your way into a good prison, like Danbury, which is a country club in essence, and you get thrown into a general population, you're going to be turned into a washerwoman for Oprah Winfrey. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
So we're talking about, you know, it's not politics in a way. We're talking about something you never, ever hear about. Because I watched Ray Donovan. The character wants to get into protective custody, pretends he's gay to avoid getting whacked in general. So I ask you, the listener, to call if you know anything about the subject, because I think everyone thinks about prison in America. We have the highest prison population in the world, number one, and everyone's one mistake away from going to jail in this country. That's all. Yeah, it's the land of the free and the home of the frightened. The only people who are not frightened are criminals, like those running for the office of presidency from the Democrat side. They have nothing to fear. They can get caught doing anything, giving emails to China, sending $400 million to Iran and say it's no big deal, and then go golfing and lick ice cream in Martha's Vineyard. As they said in Russia, I read years ago, only the small thieves go to jail. It's a well-known Russian statement. Only the small criminals go to jail. That's news to you. That's all. The crook Clinton is up 10 points. Okay, what do you want to talk about? I got such good callers, it's frightening. Let's start with Christina on KSFO. Christina, you are a Department of Corrections individual?
Yes. We actually call it the California Department of Constant Daily Change, Confusion, and Revision.
I get it, yeah, on the Jerry Brown. So is it hard to get... Tell me about protective custody.
Okay, I have two stories. I'll go to the most current one. I've been retired a year now. I've moved to Idaho because I can't stand California politics, although I was raised in Berkeley. Finally woke up when I became a public school teacher at age 51. I'm now 75, and I taught for CDCR for 10 years.
So what about protective custody? Just give me a protective custody shot.
All right, my clerk... whose name I won't mention, in Pelican Bay, where I did teach.
Tough jail. Okay, what's it like? That's all.
He put himself in protective custody. It took him 8 months of debriefing due to gang. He needed protective custody because he quit the gang, and he endangered his whole family. He had no children.
Oh, he quit a gang, and then he wanted to go and protect him, but wouldn't they hurt his family while he's in there?
That was a big risk. Yep.
Well, where is he today? Working for the DNC in San Francisco?
Oh, no.
No, I'm saying that the guy's perfect for Hillary Clinton. Someone from protective custody that's a prime candidate for her campaign.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the theme song to Ray Donovan, which I enjoy. I don't like the breast cancer segments. Not that there's a negation of people suffering from it, okay? I have it in my family, someone... That's not the point. That's not entertaining to listen to a disease a woman has. It's like, why am I watching this? When she wasn't in it, the show got better this week. It was all guys and violence. I mean, it's only good when there's violence and texture, you know. So he goes into protective custody because he's not going to be protected, the father, played by John Voight. And he has to pretend he's gay. And he doesn't do like a swishy thing. See, this is the thing average people don't understand. When you think of a guy says he's gay, he's got to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not the way it is anymore. That was like an anomaly of the 50s. That was a Fire Island swish job. Gay men don't act that way. That's a stereotype. So he doesn't have to put on a lisp to get into protective custody. That's not the point. You know what I'm saying? Gay guys look like you do. In fact, maybe you're gay and no one knows it, kind of thing. This is the whole point. It's like it's a psychological thing he has to put on. And he does such a good job at it. It's astounding. And then there's a comedic part where he's in a cell with an older guy, a really old, grizzled up bimmy. And the guy gets poisoned because the poison's meant for the John Voight character. This guy eats a soup and goes back to the cell. And he starts to groan and moan. And he's dying from the poison. So, it's so well done, this particular piece of writing. The John Voight character sees his poor old roommate, cellmate, doubled over with pain. And he sees the guy coming who's in charge of whether or not you get into protective custody. He looks down the hall through the mirror. So he decides to take advantage of the situation. And he pulls his pants down. So while the guy is groaning from dying from the poisoning, he makes believe he's having sex with him. So that clinches the deal. I mean, the writing was good. See, like, I, as a guy who's written novels, not only the three big popular novels that I wrote, which I will mention, Abuse of Power, A Time for War, and Countdown to Mecca, all bestsellers, it's hard to write good fiction. This is good fiction. The writer was good. So that's why I said I started thinking about that. Then I wake up to Trump's speech on the economy, which I love. 15% of corporate tax. Trump will propose a tax rate of 15% for U.S. businesses. Isn't that great? That's amazing. That's what we need right now. It's gonna explode the economy. Most of you who don't own businesses don't know what that would mean. If there was a tax rate of 15% for corporations, there would be so much money released into the economy for jobs and new construction. That's something communists don't understand. Progressives don't understand because they've never worked at anything but government jobs. Now it gets even better. Trump's going to propose a repeal of the estate tax because right now there's a 40% tax applies. So that means if I work all my life, which I've done since I'm 6 years old, and I leave an estate of X dollars, the criminal government, which has already taxed the money, this is after-tax money, remember that. It's my estate, you jerk. It's my money, not yours, Mr. Stalin. I worked my whole life. I put aside X dollars. Now the criminals want to take 40% of it when I die. That's a triple taxation. Trump's going to eliminate the death tax. Do you know that China has no death tax and Russia has no death tax and this criminal government of ours imposes a death tax on those of us who work all our lives? Trump wants to get rid of it. That's amazing. I just threw it in. Now we'll go back to what I really want to talk about. The protective custody. Who is the best caller up there? Bingo, John on KSFO, line 3. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm a retired California State Correctional Officer, and I actually worked at L.A. County State Prison. And in all actuality, most of your homosexual inmates don't get into protective custody. That's normally reserved for inmates that are snitches or child molesters.
Really? So this whole thing about being gay gets you in there is a made-up story?
Well, it depends. Most of your homosexual inmates, they don't have too much trouble because there's inmates that are looking.
So there's inmates that like that kind of stuff, so they don't need protection. They just get a big guy to protect them, and then they serve them.
They're basically like a kid in a candy store in prison.
Stop. All right, so therefore this whole thing of gays in protective custody is not real.
I never saw hardly any homosexual inmates get into protective custody, and I was the first responder, and they have to really, really be in major danger to get into that. And normally, to get into protective custody, you have to give up some information. You don't just walk in there. You have to give up some information, who the shot callers are, who's doing this, who's doing that. They don't just say, hey, I'm scared and I want to go in. It doesn't work.
But what about if guys get put into protective custody? You know, that's a big assumption that everyone who goes in there is a nice person. So we all know that it's a tank of sharks anyway. Aren't there gradations of danger within protective custody?
Not a lot, because where I was at in L.A. County State Prison in Lancaster, we had a whole yard that was basically reserved for protective custody, and those were all your child molesters and your snitches. So they're all basically in with their own kind, and they've already gave up the information, so they're just...
Yeah, but what I mean is, amongst that pile of humanity, aren't there vicious ones as well who will turn on the other inmates in that division?
Oh, absolutely, there can be, yes. There can be some that infiltrate over into protective custody that do, like you're saying, they put on a good show to get over there to get at.
No, I guess I'm not presenting my question properly. Let's say amongst the child molesters and snitches, aren't there those who are dangerous in that pack to the others in that particular segment of the jail population?
Well, they potentially were very dangerous, but if they're going to go to protective custody, they no longer want to play the games. So they.
Oh, that's an interesting answer.
Yeah, they get.
In other words, once they get in there, they back off from their viciousness because there's nowhere to go from there.
When they're on a main yard, they've got to put on a facade, and there are killers, and there are guys that are going to do whatever they're told to do because they're soldiers, and the shot callers tell them to do something, they do it, or they're going to get done themselves. So, but once they've had enough of those games, and they're and if they don't commit and act what they're told to do, then they're the one that's going to get stabbed or killed themselves. So they go to us and they debrief, basically give us the information that we want to know: who's doing what, who's going to do this, where is this coming
from? John, let me ask you, as a former corrections guy, are they allowed to listen to radio in jail, in prison?
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. They have
radio. Do a lot of guys listen to talk radio who are incarcerated?
Yes, I've seen a lot of that. They have a lot of time on their hands in the cells. And
So there's no restrictions? They're allowed to listen to radio shows like this in prison?
Absolutely.
No, because I would think that with the control over the inmate, they would absolutely not let them listen to whatever they wanted to listen to and control what they could listen to. But I would suppose that at that point, you'd have a lawsuit. Do they have any freedoms left is what I'm asking.
Oh, they have more freedom than you would want to know about.
Especially in California, it's very sick. The lawyers have destroyed the entire prison system with medical plans I could not believe. When you consider how people are treated in prisons around the world compared to how they're treated in America, it's actually sickening to see what they've done, these lawyers. They get better health care in prison than they do in a VA hospital. I know that for a fact. Prisoners in the state of California are treated better. They have better medical and dental care than they get in a VA hospital. That's how sick this country has become.
Absolutely. They go, you know, all they have to do is say they're going to kill themselves, and they put them on straight to the hospital. They'll send them down to Reno and put them in hospital coverage.
Reno. Reno's where they put the people who claim to want to commit suicide.
Well, no, actually, they'll put them in the central infirmary, but any inmate that has a really serious illness, they send them down to Reno Medical Center, and I've actually seen them Metaflight them out at $25,000 a ride.
Oh, my God, what a sick country we live in.
You're all paying.
When veterans are dying in hallways because of Obama's neglect for them in VA hospitals. This has been a very enlightening call, John. Let me send you a copy. I can't send it now. It'll be out right after Labor Day. You're going to get a copy of Scorched Earth. This is the Savage Nation. Let's go to the next caller. MAL, Mike, line 8. Go ahead, please. Tell your story. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor to talk to you.
See, if I had good call screening, the call screening would tell you, don't say that to me. Go ahead and talk. But I guess he stepped out for a break. What's your main point? Like a dull job. Okay, maybe you should move on already. Guys, can we have a... I know you're being polite to me. Please don't say it's an honor to talk to me because of two reasons. One, I do it for a living. B, I'm here for you. C, my ego is not such that I need you to say that. And just make your point. It would be better for those listening. So let's go on to the callers. Please, and then we'll go on to other topics. I have other stuff, like the Olympics thing, which I think, Robert, let's just segue it a little bit. I'm going to talk about the insanity of this opening speech at the Olympics. Listen to this.
We are living in a world of crisis, mistrust, and uncertainty. Here is our Olympic answer. The 10,000 best athletes in the world competing with each other, at the same time living peacefully together in one Olympic village, sharing their meals and their emotions.
Complete lie.
In this Olympic world, there is
fake.
One universal law for everybody. In this
right.
Olympic world, we are all equal.
Yeah, right, except Israelis are not as equal as others. They try to get on a bus, and the Lebanese Muslims wouldn't let them on a bus. You hear this? You didn't hear that from the Olympics. Bunch of garbage. Who would watch people on a bicycle? I don't understand that. What is so interesting about watching girls on bicycles going up hills in Brazil? I mean, okay, that I understand. Sorry, that's a bad example. What is so interesting about watching girls shooting BB guns for an Olympic gold medal? If I had someone on my street who won an Olympic gold medal for air guns, I mean, what would that mean? Go buy the medal from her for 12 cents? I don't understand the whole thing. I do understand that it's all business. There are more breaks per hour in this Olympics than ever in history. It's all about selling stuff. That's all it's a business of. If you want to watch it, good luck to you. Let's go on to the callers, because Russell, KSFL Radio, what's your topic?
Yeah, I just want to talk about how you mentioned earlier about the police state, and you can make one mistake and it all goes haywire.
Yes.
Well, I was down in L.A., and I'm a family guy. I'm a truck owner, operator, truck driver. And I was sleeping behind a gym that I go to, and at 6 a.m., some black guy dressed all in red starts banging on my door. And so I grab a little piece that I had and telling him to get the hell away from me and get the hell away from my truck, because he has no business being there.
Of course.
And I'm the one that ends up getting arrested.
What? You got arrested for protecting your own life in L.A.?
Yeah. It's hard.
Wait a minute. Wait, are you facing prison as a result of this?
Well, yeah. They arrested me. They said a felony assault with a deadly or assault with a firearm. And
wait a minute. Wait, well, let's start again. The man who was pounding on your window, what happened to him? He just disappeared?
After I told him to get the hell away from me and my truck when I was protecting my life and my property, he just said, "Oh, I'm sorry, no problem," and walked away. And then he ended up calling the cops afterward, because I was about to go to the gym after he woke me up. But
well, that sounds... you really need a good lawyer. I wish that we could get you one here, because this sounds sick to me. I mean, I'd like to get my attorney, Dan Horowitz, to help you on it and raise some money for you if this is a true story, Russell. I mean, it's pretty sickening that you using... what you had to use to defend yourself from a potential assailant is now, you're now facing prison time, a family guy with your own business? What a twisted state this is under Jerry Moonbeam Brown. That's sickening. So what I'll do, Russell, Russell, stay on the line. Let's get your email. I'll turn it over to Daniel, who's out of the country. Let's see if we can get you some help. Okay, if we can, we will. Guess what? It's 47 minutes after the hour. I'll be right back. All right. If you have something very interesting on protective custody, we'll take it. Otherwise, we're going to move on in hour number two to straight out politics. And there'll be the issue of who's crazier, Trump or Clinton. And you know who I vote for. The number one answer to that question is clearly Clinton, because Trump is not crazy at all. Trump is Trump. He speaks a different way than most of us understand. And there's a good article on it on the top of michaelsavage.com, but I want to talk about that for a minute when we get up to it. WABC Steve on the protective custody issue. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, I had the best job in law enforcement. I was a federal prison dentist. Nobody messes with a dentist. But I didn't see the show. I tend not to watch shows about corrections after my time. But John Boyd's a big guy, and first of all, I don't understand how he would need protective custody. But guys that end up in protective custody get locked up in special housing until they figure out what to do with them. And you know what those guys want to do? They want to get out occasionally. And they would complain they have toothaches, and, you know, they want to get some fresh air. But you know what I used to do? I used to take a tongue depressor and a flashlight and go to special housing and look and see how they were doing.
Oh, my God.
I tell the PA...
So as a dentist, didn't you have some desires... You know, as a human being, when you heard about... did you know what crimes they committed?
I tended not to want to look at that. I did for a while, and it was gay even more. I tended not to want to look at that.
Because you'd probably want to do a little a Dustin Hoffman job on their teeth and their tongue with a drill.
That's funny, but I would never do that. The other thing you talked about, you know, medical care for these guys. I was a hospital administrator also. And I was in Rochester, Minnesota, where the mail...
We're out of time, but listen, next topic. Does Hillary Clinton have mental health issues? Are you watching the Olympics? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show. The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
No family will pay the death tax. American workers have paid taxes their whole lives, and they should not be taxed to death. It's just plain wrong, and most people agree with that. We will repeal it.
He's going to repeal the death tax, and you know something, that's reason enough to vote for him, especially if you've worked all your life. Remember what we're talking about. What is the death tax? It means that after-tax dollars that you want to leave for your children or for charity are then taxed again by the criminal government. It's unfair. It's not right. Even Russia doesn't have a death tax. China, communist China, has no death tax. Why do we have a death tax? It should be repealed, and Trump is 100% right. So I'm coming back from L.A. yesterday, and I pick up the L.A. Times, Trouble for Trump. Every day, this left-wing newspaper runs an anti-Trump story of one kind or another. Trouble for Trump. Trouble for Trump. Recent gains lost amid bad publicity. Picked up the New York Times. Again, anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. Top right GOP candidates aiming to escape Trump's shadow. Of course, there's never been a negative word about Obama and his crimes and misdemeanors. But they finally found a target for all of their malcontent. And so there's not much to talk about here other than the bias of the media, which is an old story. So what's there to talk about? Nothing. The Olympic is boring unless you're interested in air guns or bicycle races. I'm not. But I am interested in the death tax, and I am interested in the article. So Trump's crazy. What about Hillary? Experts say Clinton may have physical and mental health issues. Paul Bremer, WorldNet Daily, wrote a great article. Recent news headlines tell a dire story, he writes. Trump's descent into madness. Seven crazy, totally unhinged moments of the past 24 hours. Raw story. Donald Trump just gave his most unhinged press conference yet. Vanity Fair. Is Donald Trump playing crazy? Big name writers now questioning GOP nominee's sanity. Yahoo News. Is Donald Trump just playing crazy? Washington Post. Trump's mental state is becoming a campaign talking point. NBC News. So Paul Bremer writes, of course not everyone in America agrees with the media. And if the polls are right, Trump remains within striking distance of Hillary Clinton. But while everyone is discussing Trump's sanity, what about Hillary's? Talk radio titan Michael Savage finds it fascinating that the media would focus on Trump's supposed craziness while failing to explore Hillary's mental state. Savage, author of the forthcoming, you know what, Scorched Earth, told WND the following. Very interesting, considering Obama is clearly a sociopathic liar, Savage said. Hillary is a sociopathic liar. Of course they would try to smear a man who built his own empire rather than stealing it from the taxpayers and foreign governments. Of course his mental state intrigues them, given their own mental deficiencies and pathologies. To the Solenterits in the media, transsexual songs ring truer. Islamists do not exist, and there is no terror, only a lack of jobs. So who is the sickest? Asked Michael Savage. And then the article goes on, and they give examples of her serial lies. For example, Hillary claims she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary for his conquering of Mount Everest, even though that didn't happen until 6 years after Clinton was born. She also notoriously claims she landed on the sniper fire in Bosnia in 1996, when newspaper and video accounts revealed exactly the opposite. Robert Reich, MD, a New York City psychiatrist and expert in psychopathology, says compulsive lying can be associated with dementia or brain injury. Dr. Gina Loudon, a political psychology and behavior expert, told WND, otherwise, compulsive lying can be associated with a range of diagnoses, such as antisocial and narcissistic personality disorders, and so on. I don't have a question for you, but we know that Clinton has mental and behavioral problems. Some are saying it's related to a physical basis. In 2012, she suffered a concussion and a blood clot inside her skull. when she was late getting back to the stage during a Democratic primary debate last December. People thought she was taking a long bathroom break. But a law enforcement source with inside connections wrote on Twitter that she was experiencing a flare-up of problems from a brain injury. This is very serious business because she could be president of the United States. Instead, she should be seeking a medical battery of testing that could be helping her by getting to a worsening mental disorder and perhaps therapy and medication, if she isn't already medicated, could not only help her, but maybe the world. What the doctor says, if the condition of someone with such systemic mental conditions worsens, their decision-making capacity and overall ability to distinguish truth from fantasy could be impaired. This would be dangerous for the leader of a family or a company, but it could be devastating for a national leader. Dr. Loudon said the most damning evidence Hillary is unhinged lies in her assertion that Trump's praise of Vladimir Putin, quote, raises national security issues, when it was Hillary who risked national security during her time as Secretary of State. The doctor writes, projection is common in paranoid schizophrenia, borderline personality disorder, and psychosis. Though it is, anyway, you see what I'm saying? So I want to know if you want to talk about this. I don't know if it's a big topic. Let's see what else is in the news that I pulled for you today. In South Africa, liberal ANC, that's Nelson Mandela's party, the African National Congress, suffered huge losses in South Africa. Why? Why do you think urban voters in South Africa have deserted the African National Congress? Well, it's anger over a lack of jobs. That's an interesting one. I don't know that there's much that we can talk about South Africa. It has no bearing on us. Here's one I saw over the weekend. The United States released procedures for approving strikes against terror suspects. Now, what does that mean? Owing to a lawsuit, the White House was forced to declassify its procedure for approving operations against terror suspects outside the United States. We have the 18-page document, which lists the conditions that the U.S. military can use lethal force against a terrorism suspect based upon these conditions. And we're going to read them to you because they're very interesting. In other words, on what basis do they make a decision to launch a drone strike, a predator drone? It's very interesting, and I wanted to talk about it for a little bit. We're getting a lot of callers on the mental illness, on the death tax. KBOI, Idaho. Keith, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Hey, I just wanted to say that Trump is going to try and repeal the death tax, but the only people who are going to support it is the people who have been working our whole lives. Not the Democrats who have been...
That is exactly the problem. Only a very small number of Americans actually pay a death tax because they've worked long and hard and accrued some wealth. So I don't see how this would be popular enough amongst the have-nots and the outright grifters in our society who certainly want to take every dollar they can away from everyone else. You make a very good point. And if you base it upon, in other words, who is Trump talking to in plain English? It's a very small audience of people. That's the problem. He's 100% right. China doesn't have a death tax, even though they have a huge poor population. Russia has a monstrously large poor population. They have no death tax. So how did they get it passed over there? Because they know it's the right way to motivate people who are motivated enough to accrue money and to work harder. That's all. So I don't want to leave my money to the government. Why should they take my money from me? It reminds me of what Stalin did to the productive farmers in the Soviet Union. Stripped them not only of their crops, but of their winter clothing to punish them. He called them kulaks. It's a very big story, this whole issue of hatred for the successful. It's been used by other demagogues before, and we have it on a minor scale here in the United States of America, but it is a growing phenomenon that needs to be checked, or it could lead to disastrous results, as we have seen in other nations where the rich, or quote-unquote the productive, were attacked both by the government and the stooges in the media. In the Soviet Union, of course, they had Pravda, which was a government-owned newspaper. Here in America, they have Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and 80% of Fox. So they don't need Pravda. They have it already. It may as well be written by the government. WMAL, Sean, line one, what's your topic, please?
Hey, so I was seeing where they were bringing up with Hillary Clinton and her sanity. They were bringing up some clips of her having seizures on camera. And another thing I was seeing was they were talking about how she might have high-functioning autism because she has, you know, such an inability to interact socially and connect socially, and also has those outbursts of anger. Could be, you know.
Let me talk about that for a minute. She's not unique in that. Most highly successful people exhibit the exact same personality traits, by the way. It's not unique to her. Most highly successful people also have outbursts, and they also don't get along well with others, by the way. So yes. Thank you for that call. Yeah. I mean, that's unfortunately true. They're not the average person. WMAL, Alicia, Hillary Clinton's health, what's on your mind?
Oh,
where is she?
Yeah. My concern is that you mentioned some time ago when she was doing the Salma Benghazi hearing that she had these really thick glasses, and I never paid attention to her health stuff until I started watching when she gives her speeches and all. But when she gives her speeches, I've been paying attention how she moves around. She's kind of waddled or she's slow. And when she goes up steps or up the airplane, you'll notice she grabs and pulls her body up. So I've been kind of noticing these things since you mentioned that. And that does concern me. I'm like, why did she disappear during that time? Why did she come out with these big, thick glasses?
Well, here's a picture of her on the Drudge Report from the American Mirror. Photo, multiple staffers help unstable Hillary upstairs by multiple individuals outside what appears to be a home. The 68-year-old candidate is seen with aides holding her arms, pulling her up the steps. This is a very big issue. Do we want to elect a sick person to the position of power called the presidency of the United States? And remember this. Remember this. This is the important thing. One of the two of them will be president. I know many of you don't want to accept it, but either Hillary or Donald will be president. I don't know. I don't think you've broken it down to that yet. Think about how simple that statement is. One of the two of them will be president. So you say, well, they both have serious deficits. Yes, that's true. Yes, they do. Neither of them are both are far from perfect. But at what point is the mainstream media going to question Hillary Clinton's health status? Can't walk, needs assistant, often confused, wears long coats to hide something, has seizures on camera, left a debate in the middle of the debate, called Donald Trump her husband, massive coughing fits during speeches. Do we have her calling Donald Trump her husband that we can dig up and play from last week? And we don't know if this is a mark of some kind of cognitive disorder, a brain damage of some kind, like a minor stroke. But this is very serious business, and I don't know why it's not an issue for you, the voter. You know, I think it should be. 855-497-2822. Those are the topics. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
I hope you will go to my website, HillaryClinton.com, to read the details, including how we are going to pay for everything I've proposed. And, of course, I hope you will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
Maha. So now we see something a little slip there, you know, a Freudian job. I hope you will compare what I'm proposing with what my is proposing. So she is somehow giving something up there, either a little dementia, a Freudian slip that she wishes Trump were her husband. Trump is her. I don't know. Why would a Freudian slip like that occur? Her husband, meaning men of authority and power, to her, all reminder of her very powerful husband, I guess. That unto itself, that's no crime. It just shows that she's a kind, sensitive woman. But the issue really is not whether she's kind or sensitive or mean. You know, that's not the issue. I'm not really voting on whether someone's a nice guy. I don't really care. I think we need very mean people to be president in order to face off the mean world. We're talking earlier about protective custody. We all know that prisons are as vicious as you can get to fall into one of those. Well, try being the president, dealing with nations that want to eat your nation alive, steal your jobs, overrun your borders, and flood your nation with their poor. Because that's what Obama's letting happen, not because he's weak, don't get me wrong. It's because he's ornery, mean, and hates America. And, of course, he's doing the bidding of, let's just clear the air, he's doing the bidding of companies that want cheap labor, and the Democrats, who are so evil, they'll do anything for perennial votes. It's demagoguery of the worst kind. So she wants to be president. One of the two of them will win. It will be Hillary or Trump, unless, God forbid, something happens along the way, which we don't expect. And then there's this famous picture that just appeared. I don't know how they got it on the Drudge Report. And although the headline says aides are seen helping her up the steps, I think the major media missed the headline. It should have been Hillary Clinton helps two Secret Service agents up the steps. I think that they got it wrong. I mean, the real picture here is of a strong woman helping Secret Service agents climb the steps to a private home for a fundraiser. Not that they were helping her. They got it backwards. These are weak men. There's a black man and a white man, and Secret Service guys, and they couldn't make it up those, what is it, four steps. And this very strong lady had to pull them up those steps. That's the real headline here. So if you care to comment on any of this stuff, go ahead. WJR, Nancy, you're a nurse. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I am a nurse, and I have been observing Hillary since this picture came out today. The internet's shown different vignettes of her tripping, et cetera. And the one up the flight step to the plane where she tripped. And like your previous caller, you can see that she's pulling herself up. She looks like she's very winded to me and cannot make it up those steps. And the telling thing will be for us in the future is, if this is true, she's going to be out and out more in the public. We're going to see her health a lot. And if
why don't we get a medical report on our candidates? Why is that not a requirement? If I apply for a job, I need to pass a physical. What kind of country am I living in?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
This is Talk Radio 560, KSFO.
I really have had a lifetime of friendship going back to my college years when one of my best friends was an African-American student. So I can't compress into one conversation.
Stop. I mean, you know, there's an old joke along these lines. That's a cringeworthy statement. Some of my best friends are African-American. How can anyone listening? Well, okay, how can an educated person of any race knows that just campaign people will say anything? But this is stupid. Just dumb. Here's a headline that I think is worth mentioning. New York Times, Sunday, August 7th. Military success in Syria is giving Putin leverage. That's a twisted way of saying that Putin outmaneuvered Obama. You have to deconstruct everything they write in the New York Times. Russia pushed its goals without becoming lost in the quagmire that Obama predicted they would be lost in. Remember Obama said that Russia's going to get pulled into a quagmire? Well, the opposite is true. Putin outmaneuvered your president, the community organizer. While Obama was blowing dope at Occidental College, according to his own biography. While he was smoking dope, Putin was already working his way up the KGB. And I'm sorry, but a sorority surrounding the president, as clever and as vicious as they may be, with their domestic opponents, are no match for case-hardened KGB officers, as we are learning on a daily basis. Which leads us to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Because this proxy war in Syria, we are losing that as well. For the first time since Afghanistan in the 1980s, the Russian military for about a year has been in direct combat against rebel forces in Syria, trained and supplied by the U.S. CIA. Now, as you know, the American-supplied Afghan fighters prevailed during that Cold War against the Russians. But this time, the outcome has been a reverse. Russia has won the proxy war, at least for now, says Michael Kaufman, a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington is a wobbly left-wing think tank, as you well know. But even they're admitting that Obama made a huge mistake in going into Syria with his proxy forces and giving arms to these terrorists over there, calling them the good rebels or whatever they are. But I don't think the average person cares much about Syria. That's the truth of the matter. What is it, 400,000 or more people have been killed in the civil war there? We've heard about it for years. We pay no attention to these things. We're interested in our domestic problems. And the number one issue for me for the election is national security, immigration, taxation. Number one, two, and three issues. One, national security, two, immigration, and three, taxation. Those are the three major issues that I am concerned about. So if you look at them from the point of view of Clinton versus Trump, there's no question in my mind who's the better candidate. On the issue of national security, I don't know how in the world anyone who actually is independent can think that Hillary Clinton has not proven herself a disaster. A disaster, a Secretary of State. How can they cover this up? How do they get away with this? Everything she touched blew up in her face. She destroyed Libya. She destroyed the Middle East. She set the world on fire. She created the refugee crisis, and yet you wouldn't know it. So you say, well, what has Trump done? Well, it's an interesting question. He's not been in politics, but on the issue of national security, the issues related to national security, I like his policies very much because most of them came from my previous three books. I agree with almost all of them. And now let's go to the next issue, immigration. Very big one. It's why Trump became popular. It's how Trump has achieved the notoriety he currently has and the popularity he currently has is because he said he would build a wall with Mexico because we don't want any more immigrants coming in from south of the border. Period, end of story. We want the border slammed shut on them. We're sick and tired of the disease and the crime and the welfare recipients. And I don't know how many different ways to say it. The population of immigrants from south of the border has a much higher proportionate use of the welfare system than do the native-born Americans. How can you argue with that when it's a fact? Well, you can't. So America knows this. The people don't care about the hotel chains that want cheap labor. The people don't care about the agribusinesses and the factories that want cheap labor. They care about having a nation that is theirs. And they feel, you know what, if we cut off this cheap labor, Americans who are currently lazy and on welfare will be forced to work. And they will. Not overnight. You start cutting back on welfare, I can guarantee you they'll take those factory jobs again. You start cutting back on welfare and you say to them, we're going back to the Clinton years of work to welfare. Remember that? You know how conservative that plan was? Work to welfare. Clinton introduced it. Did you know that? In the beginning of his regime? Work to welfare. Well, he ended it by the end. But the thing was, many welfare recipients were forced to go to work. And they did. They took jobs. So when those low-end jobs come back, someone's going to have to do them if there's fewer immigrants. Those natural employees, the workers, rather, are those individuals who are currently simply collecting a government check. They will go to work. So on that issue, Trump's better. So we look at national security, we look at immigration, we look at taxation, and that's a big one. Anyone in the middle class got to be insane to vote for Hillary Clinton. She has promised to raise taxes on the middle class. Trump has today proposed lowering taxes on businesses in the middle class. He said he would make the corporate tax rate 15%. Now think about what that means. That means that the largest employers of individuals in this country would have tons more of cash. And if their tax rate is lower, what do corporations do with that cash? They expand their businesses. This is economics 101. They don't put it in the bank. They have an incentive to go along with that lower tax rate. Incentives will be built into that, I can guarantee you, that they have to plow the money that they save back into the economy. They will expand factories, and they will expand the need for workers. I don't understand how you can't see how clear that is. And government, I shouldn't say government, employees of civil service types don't understand business. They don't understand anything but Stalinism, and the bigger the government, the better the government. The more power in the hands of the few, the better it is for them. That's all they understand. And the rest of us, those of us in the middle class, from the beginning, from the lower ends to the upper ends, all want lower taxes. And that's the story. So on that level alone, I don't care about Trump's bumbling or boasting or narcissism. I don't care about any of it. All I care about is that I do not want creeping socialism to start galloping under Hillary. And that's the rest of the story. 855-400-7282, K. Eugene, Oregon. Jeff, on the issue of Hillary's health, go ahead, please.
Our doctor here in Eugene retired. I tried to send messages to Trump and other folks related about a medicine that Hillary is on. It's a blood thinner called Coumadin. It's a rat poisoning. Of course, she'd be on that. But we use it for clots, and I tried to warn them that she's at risk for a bleed in multiple places, including her stomach and her head. Who knows, maybe she's had another bleed. She's a risky character just from that, and nobody's talking about it.
You know, I remember when I was studying pharmacology, we studied Coumarin, how it converted, was converted into Coumadin, a blood thinner. It was a rat poison. I was shocked to learn it's used in humans, but it's actually a very effective blood thinner for people with, what, hypertension? Is that it?
Not hypertension, but for clots, clots thrown to the lungs, clots in their calves. It's very effective in very low doses and very dangerous in higher doses. And it's even dangerous for somebody her age. Increases her risk of a bleed as a president, well, hopefully not, but as a president, she could have a very catastrophic medical event. In addition,
so you're saying if she keeps taking this blood thinner, she could have what, a catastrophic stroke?
She could have a catastrophic stroke, and she could have a massive GI bleed.
Do you think that it's affecting her thinking at this time?
I think it's a possibility. I wonder if the stroke itself or the clot that she had before is affecting her thinking. And I don't even know what medicine she's on in addition that may be affecting her thinking. Maybe she's lying because of medication or previous brain damage. If I were doing ads for Trump, I would look at the brain damage.
Well, I want to ask you something. Why are candidates for the presidency not required to divulge medications that they're on?
Well, I haven't got a clue, but I've been listening to you, and I agree with you 1,000%.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%. So it's a mutual admiration society. Stay on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of Scorched Earth the minute it's out right after Labor Day, Doctor. Thanks for calling and adding your intelligence to an intelligent audience. WMAL Joe, line 7, fire away. What's the topic? Topic, please.
Mike, I'd like to talk to you about Syria, but I'm thinking we might want to start calling Crooked Hillary a feeble Hillary from now on. Anyway, back to Syria. I just want to say that I'm in complete agreement with Donald Trump on forging an alliance with Putin and Russia to defeat ISIS in Syria and in Iraq. And the reason is Syria has always been in Russia's sphere of influence. I don't know what the hell we're doing over there anyway. That was Crooked Hillary's failed regime change policy.
Absolutely 100% right. But there's another there is another player in this game that we're omitting. There's a reason that Hillary and the Democrats have interceded in Syria beyond any rational level. And that is, who is the major player in the Middle East who is not engaged in this war, who is more threatened by Syria than by ISIS? It's Israel.
Correct.
I personally believe, as much as I support Israel, I do not support any nation to the detriment of my own nation. I believe that this is a very dangerous situation. And if Israel is playing the U.S. off against Russia, we could be the big losers, not Israel. In fact, the whole world could be the big loser in a nuclear exchange. I think that this is a disastrous mistake, and I think we should get the heck out of that area and leave it alone. Period, end of story, and get that civil war over with as quickly as possible. Help rebuild Syria and send all the Syrian refugees back to rebuild their own nation. Get them out of America and get them out of Europe. Send them all back, 100% of them. And I hope Trump addresses that. That when he becomes president, he will send back all the Syrians to Syria and all the refugees from Africa back to Africa so they can rebuild their own nations. What's wrong with that idea?
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, and the thing is, we should be allowing the Russians to completely crush ISIS in Syria, and then we should focus on crushing ISIS in Iraq. And if we were smart, we would help, we would redraw the maps, and we would create a very friendly Kurdistan. Those people have been promised a country since before World War One, because...
Well, there's another number of issues that we can't summarize in a thumbnail sketch in the complex portrait there of the Middle East, which is shifting sands forever. And there's another huge issue that we have to touch on that I don't think we can bring up at this point, but it's all interrelated to Syria, and I agree with you. We have no business being there. We should let Russia crush ISIS. And, of course, Russia is not our enemy. They are our natural ally in the war against Islamic terrorism. But that explains why Obama opposes Russia, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, everything that Hillary and Obama touched in the Middle East has blown up in their face.
Well, now you're repeating me. No, thanks for the call. Now, already, I'm hearing my own words coming back already. So that's a 855-400-7282. Let's go to a nurse in Washington on WMAL. What's your point, please? Hello, sir. Jeff is gone. Okay. We will go to the next caller. We will try WMAL, line 5. Sarah, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. Regarding Hillary, you know, those pictures of her with Eleanor Holmes Norton behind her, I know you know who that is, but most
yes.
people don't. She did not stir at all. She was not at all surprised at this seizure-like behavior. It was just normal. So I do believe there are plenty of people in the know about it and have been for a long time. And I think that they're going to...
Wait, stop. You think that Hillary has had a seizure?
Seemed like a seizure to me, sir. It really did. And it was very strange looking, but Eleanor Holmes Norton did not move a switch. I mean, it just seemed so normal to her. She was, she knew to expect it. And I think a lot of people know that. Why are Bill and her daughter, she's in trouble one way or another. Are they putting somebody up there that they know cannot complete a presidency or that is very malleable for them to you?
I hear you. Well, that's why people are now talking about Hillary. The last photo that came out today, which is all over the internet, is her needing help going up a set of steps by two Secret Service agents. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
I am determined that we are going to achieve comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship. So here is how I see it. First of all, we're going to start immediately. I want this to be a clear, high priority for my administration. We will be prepared to introduce legislation as quickly as we can do so.
So she wants to grant amnesty to 30 to 50 million illegal aliens and destroy America forever. Welcome to the show. Now, if you are in favor of turning America into something it is not, if you are in favor of turning America into a suburb of Mexico or of Honduras, if you are in favor of bringing in people who are infected with Zika or tuberculosis, go ahead. Go and vote for her, because that's what she just said. In case you don't know it, Zika can affect you. It just hit Palm Beach in Florida. It's only a matter of time until the clowns at the CDC and the NIH are arrested. If Donald Trump becomes president, the both of them want to fire up their jets and fly out of the country on a rented private jet, because both of them have committed a violation of their oath of being a doctor. Anthony Fauci and that other clown whose name I forget have lied to you, in my opinion, from the get-go with regard to Zika and many other diseases that could have been curtailed had they conducted themselves in a professional manner and conducted themselves according to all the rules of epidemiology. When Zika first appeared, they could have banned all travelers from Zika-infested nations, notably a locus of infection in Honduras. But they did not do it, because they are the Lysenkos of Barack Obama Stalin. And they lied about epidemiology, they lied about the spread of these diseases, and now Zika is spreading across America. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Defend their nation. But they have been deballed and neutralized by Angela Merkel, the former East German communist, who has destroyed Germany, perhaps forever. When I say forever, what you're going to do is look at the birth rates of Germany, Germans, and the Syrian Muslims that she's bringing in. Tell me what Germany will look like in 20 years. It will look like, not like Germany. It won't feel like Germany. It will be like what? It will be like Damascus, won't it? Or will it be like another city somewhere in another hellhole on Earth? Europe is almost finished because of the paralysis that was, that has infected the entire masculinity, the entire manhood, rather, of Western Europe. So those are some of the questions that I think about. Last night I was watching a documentary on Stalin. And although I thought I knew he was as bad, if not worse, than Hitler, I had no idea that he was actually worse than Hitler in some ways. The smiling Joseph Stalin, the fixed smile. I didn't know that he starved 30 million of his own people to death to prove that centralized government control of agriculture would be superior to that of the individual farmer. I didn't know that he starved 5 million Ukrainians to death. I can understand why the Ukrainians hate the Russians. I never truly understood the disconnect between Ukraine, which was once a satellite of the Soviet Union, and the independent Ukraine of today. I had no idea why they have such hatred for Russia. I didn't know that they lost 5 million people because all of their food, they were the breadbasket of Russia. I didn't know that all of the food that they had grown was stolen by Stalin. It's amazing what is done to people by madmen, which brings us back to our election. It's amazing what a mad leader can do to their own people. And I know many of you think that, oh, it can't happen here. Many of you think that that kind of terrible thing could never happen in America. Well, we used to have a nation where I don't think that could have happened with checks and balances. But with the viciousness that we see coming out of the current administration, with their total control of the compliant Pravda media, I'm not so sure that anything is not possible in this country. Anyway, just random thoughts from a talk show host. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, here's a news story that should be of concern to any tech worker in the United States, and to show you how corrupt Microsoft is and how greedy these tech guys are. No matter how much money they have, they want more. In a new bid to push H-1B program, Microsoft manufactures the claim that U.S. students can't hack it in tech. John Miano and Ian Smith, Daily Caller. Leeching off last week's DNC convention, tech industry behemoths Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon hosted a mini-conference, blah, 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 blah. And this is an attempt to get more and more immigrants into America who will work at lower rates than American tech workers. This is one of the great crises and scandals of our time, that greedy people such as Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and people at the other companies that I just mentioned, I don't have to name them to feel good in naming them, but I'll name them anyway. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Bill Gates of Microsoft. They all have PR they have PR departments that dwarf anything you could imagine to make them look like nice people who simply want to do good. But you don't know how much bad they are doing. Why would they not want to create American workers for these jobs instead of bringing them in from India, for example? And I have nothing against India, but they should stay in India and build their own technical companies. Not that there's anything wrong with people from India. They're wonderful people. They're highly motivated. They're kind people, by and large. I've talked about it for years. But that's not the point. The point is that they want people to work for $30 an hour or less, rather than pay $80 an hour, which is what the going rate should be for a highly skilled tech worker. And so they'll do anything to flood America with cheap labor. And that, you understand, is why they're behind unlimited immigration into the United States of America. So there's Microsoft's, quote, national talent strategy. Now, what is it about? It's a manufactured crisis that was created to serve Microsoft's H-1B immigration agenda. And that's what they want to do. What is the H-1B program? Who created it? The H-1B visa program was created in 1990 following claims from the then brand new tech lobby that American professionals with sufficient tech skills were in short supply. Well, 25 years later, they're saying that that labor market shortage has still not been corrected. Why is that? Why is the government not requiring Bill Gates to build technical high schools, Zuckerberg to build technical high schools, and to provide instructors to create our own indigenous native tech force? That's what I want to know.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
15% to U.S. businesses. Isn't that great? That's amazing. That's what we need right now. It's gonna explode the economy. Most of you who don't own businesses don't know what that would mean. If there was a tax rate of 15% for corporations, there would be so much money released into the economy for jobs and new construction. That's something communists don't understand. Progressives don't understand because they've never worked at anything but government jobs. Now it gets even better. Trump's going to propose a repeal of the estate tax because right now there's a 40% tax applies. So that means if I work all my life, which I've done since I'm 6 years old, and I leave an estate of X dollars, the criminal government, which has already taxed the money, this is after tax money, remember that. It's my estate, you jerk. It's my money, not yours, Mr. Stalin. I worked my whole life. I put aside X dollars. Now the criminals want to take 40% of it when I die. That's a triple taxation. Trump's going to eliminate the death tax. Do you know that China has no death tax and Russia has no death tax? And this criminal government of ours imposes a death tax on those of us who work all our lives? Trump wants to get rid of it. That's amazing. I just threw it in. He's going to repeal the death tax, and you know something, that's reason enough to vote for him, especially if you've worked all your life. Remember what we're talking about. What is the death tax? It means that after tax dollars that you want to leave for your children or for charity are then taxed again by the criminal government. It's unfair. It's not right. Even Russia doesn't have a death tax. China, communist China, has no death tax. Why do we have a death tax? It should be repealed, and Trump is 100% right. Do you care about every breath of this campaign? It's been going on longer than the Olympics have been going on. The Olympics? Every minute there's another, an Olympic sport in air guns. BB guns have become a sport in order to sell soap. The Olympics are a scam. The most boring show on earth are the Olympics. Every minute there's another Olympic, a Winter Olympics, a Summer Olympics, there's no Fall Olympics, Spring Olympics, a Night Olympics, a Day Olympics, the Middle of the Night Olympics, the Middle of the Morning Olympics. I don't understand sports mania like this. It started out in ancient Greece, and that was enough already for the Greeks. Even they got tired of it. Then it was picked up by the major networks, and now every second is another. How do they invent sports like this? And then all they're doing is pushing communism. We'll talk about that. We're all one. We're all equal. How stupid could you be? How can the head of the Olympics give a speech, "We're all equal at the Olympics," when the whole thing is about being exceptional, not equal? I mean, if we're all equal, what having an Olympics for? To show someone's better than the other one? There's a first, second, and third? And the schmuck says we're all equal. Did you hear that opening speech? Everyone out there has the same question. Trump, 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 Trump. And I say no, no, no. Clinton, 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 Clinton. Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton, Trump, Clinton. She fell down the steps. Clinton, Trump. See, who did the rear shot of her? That's what I want to know. Which one of her entourage got the rear view shot? It looks like a 68 Buick heading for the scrap heap. My God, what a shot that was. That was almost a campaign killer. She's not bad from the chest up. But when you know what I'm saying? You know, and I know. I know it from a short stint in television, real television. That if you get a bad cameraman or a bad lighting man, you're finished. I had a lighting man when I was in television. No matter what I said to him, he made me look like I was in a snowstorm. I would say, stop with the filters. Or he did it because they were undermining me. But nevertheless, who did this to her that would take a shot of her from the rear as she slips on the steps? A size 70 from behind. I don't understand that. You know, maybe that would be an idea for a campaign, that everyone running for campaign has to run naked at some point. So we get a better reading of their body politic. No, that wouldn't work. Sorry. That would end the elections in America. It'd be all over. What a cringe factor that would be with this particular election. Look, it's summertime for most normal people. They do not listen to talk radio. Most sane people, I actually see sane people who are enjoying their lives. They're not agonizing over the election and agonizing over the world. They actually do the best they can every day and get through a day modestly trying to enjoy themselves. They mow a lawn. They take the kids out for a burger on Sunday. I was driving through L.A. yesterday on the way to the airport. I happen to like L.A.'s phenomenal. I like that it's decentralized with all these neighborhoods and all of the mom-and-pop stores and businesses. I love it. It's so interesting to me, living in this boring area that I live in, where everything's a mall. San Francisco is like a gigantic mall. The whole city is a mall. There's nothing interesting about the whole city. There's not a corner of the city that has not been homogenized and turned into like San Francisco land, which is a variety of lollipop land, which is a variety of Disneyland. The whole city is like a Disneyland. There's not one corner of grit left in the whole city. Even that's manufactured. But in L.A., you got grit. You got abandoned like strip clubs, Vietnamese, Thai, whatever, every ethnic group in the world, Armenian, Pomeranian, Bohemian, anti-Bohemian, straight, gay. And so I was driving through and I saw old Thai burger stands like, you know, Hop at the Hop. Not the dance hop, but the IHOP. In the old days when they would drive up and get a burger. I mean seedy kind of burger stands, not like McDonald's. Not homogenized stand, but in L.A. you got like seedy burger stands from the 50s, where the girls used to roller skate in the 50s movies with James Dean in like tight pants. You know that kind of burger stand? Anyway, and there they were. I mean, they were full of families, children, getting a burger on a tray. The girls are long gone on the roller skates. They're all living in Santa Monica. They have, what do you call, like a pusher with the transfusion tree now from the years on the roller skates and the marijuana. It finally caught up with them. Who would live in Santa Monica? What a toilet that is. That's worse. Well, it's Santa Monica. Venice is the worst place on earth. It's so beautiful to look at, but it's filled with the dirtiest psychos on the planet. So we're talking about, you know, it's not politics in a way. We're talking about something you never, ever hear about. Because I watched Ray Donovan. The character wants to get into protective custody, pretends he's gay to avoid getting whacked in general. So I asked you, the listener, to call if you know anything about the subject, because I think everyone thinks about prison in America. We have the highest prison population in the world, number one, and everyone's one mistake away from going to jail in this country. That's all. Yeah, it's the land of the free and the home of the frightened. The only people who are not frightened are criminals, like those running for the office of presidency from the Democrat side. They have nothing to fear. They can get caught doing anything, giving emails to China, sending $400 million to Iran and say it's no big deal, and then go golfing and lick ice cream in Martha's Vineyard. As they said in Russia years ago, only the small thieves go to jail. It's a well-known Russian statement. Only the small criminals go to jail. That's news to you. That's all. The crook Clinton is up 10 points. Now we'll go back to what I really want to talk about, Ray Donovan. As I said, it's on Showtime. I like it off and on. About protective custody. When Ray's father gets thrown into jail in L.A. County Men's, he's put in prison for a murder rap. And Mickey wants to, Mickey's played by one of the greatest actors in history. You may know who it is, famous guy. And it's played by the guy who did Midnight Cowboy. You know who that is, right? I can't say his name. Not allowed to say John Voight. John Voight is one of the greatest actors of all time, but he does a role in this one of the father. So the father gets put in jail, and initially the Russian mafia is going to protect him in prison. But then Ray kills the local capo of the Russian mob, and then they're no longer going to protect the father. The father's life is pretty much over. So in order to save his father's life, they come up with a scam that the father is going to pretend he's gay to get into protective custody, which is so well done, it's hard to believe. It is so well done how he has to, you know, mask his sexuality. John Voight, he does such a good role, how he has to pass a certain test with the guy who does the intake of the, you know, the protective custody gay wing. And the questions that they know that the guy's going to ask, because they know someone on the inside, they tell Ray, Ray says, no big deal, I did 20 years at Walpole. But the point I'm going to raise is this, and this is for you out there. This is a weird question. I'm going to ask another question. That's what I'm famous for with my news, views, and reviews. That is what I made my name in talk radio with, which is news, views, and reviews. I did that way back in 94 when I was on KSFO as a local host. What do I mean by news, views, and reviews? Well, news speaks for itself. Everyone does news. The only news anyone interested in is the election. It's a news. Views are my views of the news. And reviews are what I'm doing now on Ray Donovan. So he fakes being gay. John Voight does the character to receive protective custody. Here is the question Here comes the boomerang. Get ready for it. All you jailbirds who listen intently on portable radios, where you're allowed to listen to radio in America, in prison. Have you or are you now in protective custody? Because everyone listening to this show fears they're going to go to prison one day in this sort of semi-autonomous police state that we live in. Everyone fears that with the NSA spying and the criminal Obama regime hating freedom for everyone except himself and his family, anyone could commit a, make a mistake at any time that lands him in jail. We're all one mistake away from prison. Right around. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I'm in a live audience now. And I'm asking you, out there, this big audience, don't you fear that you could wind up in prison for some minor mistake? You know you do. So you all say, well, how would I survive it? I'm not a kind of tough guy. Am I going to live in prison? I'm not a muscle-bound, tattooed guy who can defend myself. What would I do? So you'd want to get into protective custody, but it's not that easy to get into. That's, they don't just put you in there because you were a weak white guy. That's not how it works. You know, you're going to be a lamb amongst wolves, and everyone fears that. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, we come into the tail end of the Savage Nation. If you've been listening, I want to thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. I have a huge, huge announcement that will be forthcoming sometime this week of interest to the listener and to the radio industry. It's a big one, and I'm not even going to hint at what it is, but you'll hear it this week. I don't know which day, but it's going to be out this week. And, of course, with the election being what it is, there's going to be more about Hillary's health. A shocking story came out today that I really didn't want to cover, but I would be remiss not to mention it. 50 top Republican officials warn that Trump is a threat to national security. People who worked on the Republican administrations from Nixon to Bush. Those signing a letter against Trump include guys maybe you never heard of, former Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte, former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden, former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and Tom Ridge. I'm very surprised that Chertoff would sign such a missive against Trump, by the way. I don't know why he would do that. This letter was signed by all these people against Trump. They say he's a threat to national security. Trump, the letter argues, would be the most reckless president in American history. So what is this all about? That it's proving a few things. It's proving that there's a one-party system. It's proving beyond a reasonable doubt that these rhinos really were never, ever, ever interested in borders, language, and culture. And that they would rather go with a corrupt individual on the Democrat side than an unknown quantity such as Donald Trump, who they cannot control. But they say crazy things such as Trump is unable or unwilling to separate truth from falsehood. He does not encourage conflicting views. He lacks self-control and acts impetuously. He cannot tolerate personal criticism. He has alarmed our closest allies with his erratic behavior. Now, all of those statements are true about the sitting president, Barack Obama. So why have these 50 rhino Republicans not said that about Obama? Tell me if those statements don't apply to Obama. Quote, he's unable or unwilling to separate truth from falsehood. He does not encourage conflicting views. He lacks self-control and acts impetuously. He cannot tolerate personal criticism. He has alarmed our closest allies with his erratic behavior. All of that applies to Barack Obama. Who else signed this? Well, who didn't sign it is the question. Some prominent Republican national security officials did not sign this attack on Trump. Who are they? Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger did not sign it. George Shultz did not sign it. James Baker did not sign it. Colin Powell did not sign it. Condoleezza Rice did not sign it. Why is that? Maybe they have integrity. And maybe they're not looking for a job with Hillary Clinton. Well, this is shows you what happens when you run for office. This is what happens when you run for office because so much is at stake. That 50 top GOP stooges would sign a letter opposing Donald Trump. Now, of all of them, I'm not surprised by any of them signing such a letter. They've all struck me as what they are. But Michael Chertoff, I felt, was a very good Homeland Security Secretary, and I have no idea why he would do a thing like this. I haven't any idea what's going on behind the scenes. But I thought I would share it with you. Now let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation. We have 2 minutes left. Nick on KERN, Kern Radio, down in the Southlands of California. Nick, what's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, there are four main mafias that control the whole prison system. You get on their bad side, and you will be in protective custody. There are many inmates right now who are rigging the system, claiming they have mental health issues, therefore are able to get into protective custody. You have the Aryan Brotherhood, Black Guerrilla Family, Nuestra Familia, and Mexican Mafia controlling the whole prison system.
So how does a person get into protective custody? What do they have to claim is going on?
They have to claim they're either in fear of their life or they have some sort of mental health issues. Typically, they call in a psychologist or a psychiatrist into believing that they do have some sort of mental health issues.
And where do they put the mental health issue people? Where do they go? To a mental ward? Where?
They stay in the prison in a whole separate yard, in a whole separate building, where they have no interaction with the general population inmates.
I see. All right, well, it's something that... It's only because of the show Ray Donovan, where he pretended to be gay to get into protective custody. It was a very interesting twist on normal TV shows. Here's a last caller. I got to take it. David on KVOR up in Colorado. David, fire away. What's on your mind?
Yeah, there are a couple of other places. You don't have to go into administrative segregation. You can also go into Christian pods. You can go into the Native American pod. You can go into all kinds of religious pods and be protected.
You're kidding. So a guy could say he's an Orthodox Jewish person and go there, or he could be an Orthodox Muslim. They certainly must have their own pod, right?
Yes. In some prisons, they do. In some systems, they do.
So in other words, what we've learned today, that there's not just a single element of protective custody in prisons. There is huge segregation based upon race, religion, sexual orientation. In other words, everything that's opposed in America is used in prison.
Savage.
So we're talking about, you know, it's not politics in a way. We're talking about something you never, ever hear about. Because I watched Ray Donovan. The character wants to get into protective custody. He pretends he's gay to avoid getting whacked in general. So I ask you, the listener, to call if you know anything about the subject, because I think everyone thinks about prison in America. We have the highest prison population in the world, number one, and everyone's one mistake away from going to jail in this country. That's all. Yeah, it's the land of the free and the home of the frightened. The only people who are not frightened are criminals, like those running for the office of presidency from the Democrat side. They have nothing to fear. They can get caught doing anything, giving emails to China, sending $400 million to Iran and say it's no big deal, and then go golfing and lick ice cream in Martha's Vineyard. As they said in Russia, I read years ago, only the small thieves go to jail. It's a well-known Russian statement. Only the small criminals go to jail. That's news to you. That's all. The crook Clinton is up 10 points. Okay, what do you want to talk about? I got such good calls, it's frightening. Let's start with Christina on KSFO. Christina, you are a Department of Corrections individual?
Yes. We actually call it the California Department of Constant Daily Change, Confusion, and Revision.
I get it, yeah. On the Jerry Brown. So, is it hard to get... Tell me about protective custody.
Okay, I have two stories. I'll go to the most current one. I've been retired a year now. I've moved to Idaho because I can't stand California politics, although I was raised in Berkeley. Finally woke up when I became a public school teacher at age 51. I'm now 75, and I taught for CDCR for 10 years.
What about protective custody? Just give me a protective custody shot.
All right, my clerk, whose name I won't mention, in Pelican Bay, where I did teach.
Tough jail. Okay, what's it like? That's all.
He put himself in protective custody. It took him 8 months of debriefing due to gang. He needed protective custody because he quit the gang, and he endangered his whole family. He had no children.
Oh, he quit a gang, and then he wanted to go and protect him, but wouldn't they hurt his family while he's in there?
That was a big risk. Yep.
Well, where is he today? Working for the DNC in San Francisco?
Oh, no.
No, I'm saying that the guy's perfect for Hillary Clinton. Someone from protective custody that's a prime candidate for her campaign.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I am determined that we are going to achieve comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship. So here is how I see it. First of all, we're going to start immediately. I want this to be a clear, high priority for my administration. We will be prepared to introduce legislation as quickly as we can do so.
So she wants to grant amnesty to 30 to 50 million illegal aliens and destroy America forever. Welcome to the show. Now, if you are in favor of turning America into something it is not, if you are in favor of turning America into a suburb of Mexico or of Honduras, if you are in favor of bringing in people who are infected with Zika or tuberculosis, go ahead. Go and vote for her, because that's what she just said. In case you don't know it, Zika can affect you. It just hit Palm Beach in Florida. It's only a matter of time until the clowns at the CDC and the NIH are arrested. If Donald Trump becomes president, the both of them want to fire up their jets and fly out of the country on a rented private jet, because both of them have committed a violation of their oath of being a doctor. Anthony Fauci and that other clown whose name I forget have lied to you, in my opinion, from the get-go with regard to Zika and many other diseases that could have been curtailed had they conducted themselves in a professional manner and conducted themselves according to all the rules of epidemiology. When Zika first appeared, they could have banned all travelers from Zika-infested nations, notably a locus of infection in Honduras. But they did not do it, because they are the Lysenkos of Barack Obama Stalin. And they lied about epidemiology. They lied about the spread of these diseases. And now Zika is spreading across America. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.